Part 2, The Turnkey Revolution, A New View of Business. Chapter 7, The Turnkey Revolution. Systems theory looks at the world in terms of the interrelatedness of all phenomena. And in this framework, an integrated whole, whose properties cannot be reduced to those of its part, is called a system. Fritjof Capra, The Turning Point. The Industrial Revolution, the Technological Revolution, the Information Explosion are all familiar phenomena in today's world. There is no question of the impact each has had on our lives. If asked to describe the Turnkey Revolution, however, most people would simply respond with a blank stare. Yet the impact of the Turnkey Revolution on American small business and the inferences we can draw about that impact for the future are as profound as any of the phenomena cited above. For at the heart of the Turnkey Revolution is a way of doing business that has the power to dramatically transform any small business, indeed any business, no matter what its size, from a condition of chaos and dis-ease to a condition of order, excitement, and continuous growth. It is the Turnkey Revolution that provides us with that elusive key to the development of an extraordinary business, the ultimately balanced model of a business that works. The franchise phenomenon. It all started in 1952 when a 52-year-old salesman walked into a hamburger stand in San Bernardino, California, to sell the two brothers who owned it a milkshake machine. What he saw there was a miracle. At least, that's how Ray Kroc, the milkshake machine salesman, might have described it, for he had never seen anything like that very first McDonald's, later to become McDonald's hamburger stand. It worked like a Swiss watch. Hamburgers were produced in a way he'd never seen before, quickly, efficiently, inexpensively, and identically. Best of all, anyone could do it. He watched high school kids working with precision under the supervision of the owners, happily responding to the long lines of customers queued up in front of the stand. It became apparent to Ray Kroc that what the McDonald brothers had created was not just another hamburger stand, but a money machine. Soon after that first visit, and possessed by a passion he had never felt quite like that before, Ray Kroc convinced Mac and Jim McDonald to let him franchise their method. 12 years and several million hamburgers later, he bought them out and went on to create the largest retail prepared food distribution system in the world. The most successful small business in the world. That's what McDonald's calls itself today, and for good reason. Because the success of McDonald's is truly staggering. Think about it. In less than 40 years, Ray Kroc's McDonald's has become a $40 billion a year business with 28,707 restaurants worldwide and growing in number every minute, serving food to more than 43 million people every day in 120 countries, representing more than 10% of the gross restaurant receipts in America. The average McDonald's restaurant produces more than $2 million in annual sales and is more profitable than almost any other retail business in the world, with an average 17% pre-tax net profit. But Ray Kroc created much more than just a fantastically successful business. He created the model upon which an entire generation of entrepreneurs have since built their fortunes, a model that was the genesis of the franchise phenomenon. It started as a trickle when a few entrepreneurs began to experiment with Kroc's formula for success. But it wasn't long before the trickle turned into Niagara Falls. In the year 2000, there were 320,000 franchise businesses in 75 industries. Franchises produced $1 trillion in sales each year, almost 50% of every retail dollar spent in the nation and had more than 8 million full and part-time people, the largest employer of high school youth in the country's economy. But the genius of McDonald's isn't franchising itself. The franchise has been around for more than 100 years. Many companies, Coca-Cola and General Motors among them, have utilized franchising as an effective method of distribution to reach broadly expanding markets inexpensively. The true genius of Ray Kroc's McDonald's is the business format franchise. It is the business format franchise that has revolutionized American business. It is the business format franchise, with one new franchise opening its door every 8 minutes of every single business day, that has spawned so much of the success of the franchise phenomenon over the past 40 years. And according to studies conducted by the U.S. Commerce Department from 1971 to 1987, less than 5% of franchises have been terminated on an annual basis, or 25% in 5 years. Compare that statistic to the more than 80% failure rate of independently owned businesses, and you can immediately understand the power of the turnkey revolution in our economy and the contribution that the business format franchise has made to it and the future success of your business. Turning the key, the business format franchise. The early franchise businesses, many of which still exist, were called trade name franchises. Under this system, the franchisor licenses the right to small companies to market its nationally known products locally. But the business format franchise moves a step beyond the trade name franchise. The business format franchise not only lends its name to the smaller enterprise, but it also provides the franchisee with an entire system of doing business. And in that difference lies the true significance of the turnkey revolution and its phenomenal success. The turnkey revolution and the business format franchise were born of a belief that runs counter to what most business founders in this country believe. Most business founders believe that the success of a business resides in the success of the product it sells. To the trade name franchisor, the value of the franchise lies in the value of the brand name that it's licensing: Cadillac, Mercedes, Coca-Cola. There was a time when that belief was true, but it isn't anymore. In a world where brand names proliferate like snowflakes in a Minnesota blizzard, it becomes more and more difficult and infinitely more expensive to establish a secure position with a brand name and expect to keep it. As a result, trade name franchises have been declining over the same period that franchising in general has been exploding at an unprecedented rate. It is the business format franchise that has accounted for that growth. Because the business format franchise is built on the belief that the true product of a business is not what it sells, but how it sells it. The true product of a business is the business itself. What Ray Kroc understood at McDonald's was that the hamburger wasn't his product, McDonald's was. And he believed that for a most important reason: selling the business instead of the product. Ray Kroc was the consummate entrepreneur. And like most entrepreneurs, he suffered from one major liability. He had a huge dream and very little money. Enter the franchisee. The franchisee became the vehicle for Ray Kroc to realize his dream. At that point, Ray Kroc began to look at his business as the product and at the franchisee as his first, last, and most important customer. For the franchisee wasn't interested in hamburgers or french fries or milkshakes. He was interested in the business. Driven by his desire to buy a business, the franchisee only wanted to know one thing: does it work? Ray Kroc's most important concern then became how to make certain his business would work better than any other. If McDonald's was to fulfill the dream he had for it, the franchisee would have to be willing to buy it. And the only way Ray Kroc could assure himself of that was to make certain that McDonald's worked better than any of the other business products, the other business opportunities around. At the outset, Ray Kroc wasn't just competing with other hamburger businesses. He was competing with every other business opportunity around. But there was a second reason that Ray Kroc had for making certain McDonald's would work. Given the failure rate of most small businesses, he must have realized a crucial fact. For McDonald's to be a predictable success, the business would have to work because the franchisee, if left to his own devices, most assuredly wouldn't. Once he understood this, Ray Kroc's problem became his opportunity. Forced to create a business that worked in order to sell it also created a business that would work once it was sold, no matter who bought it. Armed with that realization, he set about the task of creating a foolproof, predictable business, a systems-dependent business, not a people-dependent business, a business that could work without him. Unlike most small business owners before him and since, Ray Kroc went to work on his business, not in it. He began to think about his business like an engineer working on a pre-production prototype of a mass-producible product. He began to re-engineer McDonald's decades before the word and the process came into fashion. He began to think about McDonald's just like Henry Ford must have thought about the Model T. How could the components of the prototype be constructed so that it could be assembled at a very low cost with totally interchangeable parts? How could the components be constructed so that the resulting business system could be replicated over and over again, each business working just like the Model T, as reliably as the thousands that preceded it? What Ray Kroc did was to apply the thinking behind the Industrial Revolution to the process of business development, and to a degree never before experienced in a business enterprise. The business as a product would only sell if it worked. And the only way to make certain it would work in the hands of a franchisee anywhere in the world would be to build it out of perfectly predictable components that could be tested in a prototype long before ever going into mass production. Therein lies the secret behind the stunning success of the business format franchise, the launching pad for the turnkey revolution. That secret is the franchise prototype. It is in the franchise prototype that every successful franchisor builds his fortune. It is in the franchise prototype that every extraordinary franchisor plants the seeds of his fortune. And it is in the franchise prototype that you can find the model you need to make your business work.